Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Nash. He is the founder of C Delta, right?
Yep.
Awesome, dude. So great to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks awesome. For having me.
Yeah, yeah. How's the convention treating you?
It's been great. Yeah, people are getting really excited about our project. We're talking to a lot of folks and good traffic. Lots of people here.
That's great,
good
man. Times. So, like, what is it that C Delta does?
So, C Delta is a new blockchain that is going to target. Primarily, our goal is to fix the scalability problems that existing ledger-based systems have. So our objective is to have capacity for 50,000 transactions a second when the network launches next year.
So is that on-chain, off-chain?
Yep. On-chain.
Really? On-chain.
No, natively on-chain. We designed a new consensus protocol last year called Casanova, which allows every node on the network to produce blocks continuously, which substantially improves scalability and adds massive amounts of throughput to the blockchain. So
basically, how do you verify the transactions and at that scale, right? So what's like the consensus algorithm that verifies that everything's legit and cool?
Yeah. So one of the things that we actually observed from looking at transactions that are actually on the blockchain is that for the most part, there's not a lot of double spends going on. That allowed us to design a consensus algorithm that is optimistic about transaction confirmations. So we accept transactions preferentially, and we only perform consensus finding when there's actually a double spend occurring. That allows the protocol to go a lot faster, and it allowed us to build a proof of stake system that is extremely resource efficient, so that essentially the main parameter is how much bandwidth do you have. That allowed us to turn the problem from one of like how many ASICs or how many chips do you have deployed in your mining environment to one that actually affects the throughput of the network, which is bandwidth.
Gotcha. And so you're basically, so I want to make sure I understood that correctly, is with the double spend, you're seeing that it's not very prevalent right now. There's not a lot of that going on. Is that because people just know that they can't do it because the blockchain is strong?
Or you don't typically overdraw your checking account,
sure.
Right? Most of your transactions in your checking account are not double spends.
Right.
So the same thing is true on the blockchain, right? Most people only spend crypto that they actually have.
Right.
And they may occasionally accidentally, try to double spend, by just trying to submit transactions when they don't have enough crypto to cover them. But for the most part, the people doing that are attacking the network,
right?
And so what we really wanted to find was we wanted a system where the attackers pay the penalty for being an attacker, and normal users get the free, full use of the network with good performance. And that's one of the things that Casanova allows us to do, right? When you're double spending, your transactions get slower because they get kicked out to a slow consensus finding mechanism. Everybody else's transactions just keep going through full speed, right? So the rest of the network's not affected by your attack.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So where are you guys kind of at in development right now? You guys have testnet? You guys?
No, we're pre-testnet. We're in the early stages of development. We finished the consensus protocol last year, then began writing code in January. And so we're hoping to launch a test network end of this year, early next year. But we want to take it slow. We've seen a lot of projects struggle when they get to testnet, so we want to make sure that we take our time and are thorough and make sure that when we do launch the testnet that it's demonstrable that we're going to get the performance we want.
Gotcha.
From mainnet.
What programming language are you writing in?
Most of our code is going to be written in Haskell.
Okay.
Obviously, there's some low-level systems code that gets written in C++.
Sure.
But
Liquid Haskell or regular Haskell?
Sorry?
Liquid Haskell or regular Haskell?
Oh, man. I'm not a Haskell dev, but I think it's just regular Haskell.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm the C++ guy.
Gotcha. So what's kind of your background in the space? How'd you get into crypto? And, what is it that you're kind of doing within the realm of your blockchain development?
So I did some work for Bruce Schneier back when crypto meant cryptography and not cryptocurrency.
Sure.
Right? So my co-founder and I met when we were both working for Bruce at a company called Counterpain. He and I then ended up at Google together for a number of years. He was on the Google security team, and I was on a team called Site Reliability Engineering.
How was that? What was that like working at Google?
Yeah, it's fun, man.
Yeah?
Big problems, like very large numbers at Google, right? So that's one of the reasons why we're so confident in our ability to build a blockchain that can actually scale is that we've built systems that were much larger than this in the past, and we have the experience and the specialized knowledge in the area of cryptography and in systems and network engineering that we feel like we can combine all of those skills within our team and build an internet service that's actually going to work and scale. Transactions will confirm in just a few seconds and then finalize within a couple of minutes, stuff like that. So,
all sounds great. So,
yeah.
How big is your team, man? How many devs you got on board?
I think we're 19 people right now, of which about 14 or 15 of them are full-time developers of some kind. We were a little bit larger last year, but some of our devs ended up going to work for another project. So, we are currently hiring Haskell devs in Utah. So, if you want to come to Utah and sling Haskell for a living, you nice. Know.
Any chance of remote work for people that are, you know, Haskell programmers that want to work remote?
Possibly. You know, we have worked really hard to create a very tight, cohesive corporate culture. Yes. Even for a company that's fairly small like us, we feel very strongly that that's an important aspect of achieving success, is to sort of, you know, maintain close personal relationships between the people that you spend all your time with during the day. And the result of that is that we tend to really prefer people to be on site.
Gotcha.
We've worked with a lot of remote teams in the past. It can be done. It's not ideal.
Sure.
So we're not, you know, we're really hoping for people to, you know, come to Utah. Skiing is great.
There you go.
You know, every winter, tons of snow. So yep. If you like to snowboard or you like to ski, you know, jobs@pyrofex.net.
Awesome. Cool. So when can, are you guys raising money right now? You guys trying to,
we are.
You have a TGE, ICO,
STO? So we're doing, we had a couple of different objectives for fundraising. First of all, we wanted to be very relatively modest about the amount of money that we raised. So we're actually only looking to raise $5 million right now. We're going to use that. That should take us all the way through the software development phase to network launch. We will need to raise a little bit more money down the road for actual physical infrastructure. But we didn't want to go out and try to raise $100 million or anything like that and then, you know, end up with a project that was stalled or didn't work very well.
Sure.
Or what have you. So right now what we're looking for is we're looking for 20 accredited investors to come in and at $250,000 each, and then those guys will become the initial network backbone validators. So they'll part of what they'll get is the opportunity when the network launches to actually run nodes. So what we're really looking for is people who want to make a little bit of an investment in the project and then help us operate the network on the back end. That number is large enough that we feel like we have a really good case that our network will be as decentralized when it launches as, you know, any of the other networks are, right? There's only really about 15 mining pools on Ethereum, right?
Sure.
So kind of similar type of thing with Bitcoin. EOS has 21 validators in their DPoS system, right? So
you have 20 investors with their own stake in the company running it, though.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, but we also have to, you know, governance is an issue, right? So when you've got a decentralized protocol, you want a decentralized form of governance. So what we've actually done is structured the C Delta Corporation in such a way that the stockholders will actually perform protocol governance. So then in the future, what we can do is, whether it's using Regulation CF or Reg A Plus or something like that, we can actually do public offerings of stock to individuals.
Sure.
That will allow them to then participate in protocol governance as well.
That's awesome, man. So what's kind of like the timeline? When do you think it's going to be out there, live, wild, people can start using it?
Yeah, so our current roadmap, which is in our white paper, has us launching a test network early next year, and then the main network launch will be a few quarters later. We're actually a little ahead of schedule, but my devs don't like me to say that too much in public.
Yeah, I know how that goes. So cool. Yeah. So where can people go to learn more?
cdelta.io.
cdelta.io.
Yep.
Cool, man. Well, Nash, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Hey, thanks.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. God bless.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.